Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, and my new book, A New Life Awaits, which just came out on Friday, which shares stories of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to understand life, especially now, modern day life, with its many political, economic, and social challenges. And emotional context. I am delighted to welcome Randi Taran, founder and CEO of Project Happiness and author of her newest book, Emotional Advantage, which provides insights into the lessons negative emotions have to offer so you may take control of your emotional life for transformation and progress. You know, Randi, thank you for being here with us today. And you know, most people don't want the negative emotions and don't realize, yeah, how important they are in making us the person we become as we begin to know ourselves better. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure. And it's true, people want to run from their negative emotions,
right.
Not walk, run. but they are...
They're missing an opportunity,
you know,
then, to clear
exactly.
up a lot of past static in their life. So, yes, we will talk about that. Randi, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories and insights into the dual nature of physical and soul energetic life, and explore areas of self-awareness, self-realization, self-investigation, as we learn to master our emotions and move from fear, trauma, or misconceptions, opinions, or beliefs that hold us back from realigning to higher vibrations or emotions of a higher level, happiness, joy, and those more positive emotions. It is in understanding the true nature of who we are and where we come from that helps us make better decisions and choices for creating lives of personal growth, prosperity, and happiness. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Randi Taran will share ideas and techniques that may guide you to developing the emotional advantage of being aware, skillful, and resilient no matter what situation you face. As a producer of an award-winning documentary on the nature of happiness, working with George Lucas, Richard Gere, and neuroscientist Richard Davidson, and also working as a board member of the Dalai Lama Foundation, Randi shares thoughts on happiness habits, preventive medicine or wellness, and emotional resilience. Randi, I always love to ask my esteemed and special guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person or a place, an event, that may have made them aware of the values and lifestyle they would want to embrace as an adult. Because it seems to me the imprint of the heart and soul come into life with us, and in remembering along the way who we are able to find happiness, peace, and joy. So think back.
What a wonderful question. Two things come to mind. One was when I was, oh my gosh, maybe 4 or 5 years old, just looking up at the sky. We were sitting outside, and you know how the days are very, very long in the summertime. So just peering at all the stars in the sky, and I felt that communion, that, you know, profound sense of
something more in life. Yes.
Yeah.
Something bigger and something loving that was around us, an energy perhaps.
Exactly.
You knew there was more.
I remember it still. It was
well,
so,
that is very funny you say that, because at 3 years old, I remember being in the Catskill Mountains, lying on the grass, looking up at the sky and crying and asking, why was I dropped here? Because I was an empath and I was aware of so much pain that others were feeling. I thought it may be mine, but I was too young to think that it was mine. I was just aware that this physical life was a very challenging place. So we had a similar experience. I was questioning what they wanted me or what I was supposed to do or why I was here. But it's very interesting.
Well, thank goodness you figured it out, because
I
you're
did.
helping a
We
lot of people.
did. We did. We did start very early to know that we wanted to help people and let them know more about their soul life. I didn't know that at that time, but that's what we are, soul messengers and soul healers. So let us go on to your book is called Emotional Advantage, and I love that title because our emotions are an opportunity to really explore this world and ourself in the best way, and it is an advantage. And embracing all your feelings to create a life you love. So, what was it that made you start to think differently about emotions?
It's very interesting. When my teenager was going through, I wasn't even aware, but going through such a tough time. We were at the kitchen table, and she said to me, "Mom, I'm stressed out. I want to be happy, but I don't know how." So that, you can imagine, it shook me to the core. And every cell in my body wanted to, like, "Can I help you? What can I do? Like, how could you not know about happiness?" And that began my journey into really a quest to find everything I could about this, that what is the nature of happiness, and how do we activate that in ourselves, in one another. How does it ripple out, and all of that? And basically, I wanted to get some answers for her, but what I hadn't realized at the time was that I was looking for answers too. I had
Absolutely.
always read books, on whatever, spirituality and psychology and this and that, but this brought it front and center. Sometimes you do for someone you love what you won't necessarily do for yourself.
But
So this
me.
began.
Yeah, many sensitive teenagers are experiencing that self-doubt. And what are they here to do in life? And how can they know themselves better? And I was experiencing that at 3 years old. That's what I was experiencing when I looked up and asked, what is this all about? What is life about? What is death about? What we were trying to know is understanding our energy. Because everything is energy, every thought creates part of our life. And we have to learn the game of life, not in the physical world alone, but in the world of our spiritual needs. And that's why happiness for me is finding peace and purposefulness in life and sharing and knowing the truth of who we are. And that's what a teenager is asking for. And when they know that, it helps. When they know themselves as a m more complete being, not just as a t say not just as your daughter, or that she would be a teacher, or that she would marry and have two children. Those are all labels that we assign ourselves in living a physical life. But that's not who we are. And if we only focus on that, then there is pain and the lower vibrational emotions. So we have to learn to move from the fear and know ourselves that we can have courage and do all this. So that was very interesting that she was able to express that at that
She
age.
was the catalyst. I would say she, in many ways, was my teacher, because then that opened up this whole journey for me. And the film and books and founding the nonprofit and all sorts of stuff that I would not have done. And what happened, it was that my focus was more on happiness, positive psychology, neuroscience, mindfulness, all that wonderful stuff. But I noticed that in recent, years, people were asking more and more about anxiety, about depression, about fear, shame, all these things. And it was something that, was begging to be explored, and not only in them, but in myself as well, because I was always someone who was, oh, let's look on the happy side. What's the solution here? But there's great value. There's such richness in uncovering those deeper layers of what we call the shadow side, because they have so many profound messages and guidance for us. And that's how this book came about.
Yes, and I know that every experience we have moves us from some type of fear or unknowingness to a level of positivity or happiness or joy or knowingness. So no matter what's happening during our day, we are interacting with other people and having challenges and having questions, and we have to overcome self-doubt and look for more self-love and appreciation and gratitude for everything we are doing in any given moment. We don't have to be perfect. There is no perfection, and many people are looking for that, and that's part of the problem. But just we have to know, our listeners have to know, that we're always looking to go from a negative emotion to a positive emotion or feeling. But we have to experience the negative. We can't just shunt them away without thinking why it's happening, because it's happening for reasons that are not random, that are part of our soul
Yes.
destiny and plan, and we don't have to be afraid of it. It will pass. Every moment is a new opportunity to create something new, and we don't have to wallow in the past either. If there's something upsetting, an emotion that was hard for us, or an experience that was hard for us, all we have to do is not engage it and be in the present moment and create something new. Now, this takes time and practice to get to the point where you can do this and be proficient at it, but it's well worth the effort, as you know. Now, what kind of research do you do? Are your findings based on neuroscience? And how can we use this knowledge to support happiness?
Yeah, so if we're focusing on happiness, it is based on positive psychology and on neuroscience, mindfulness. There's so much out there now that can inspire people to really look at things in a different way. And it also has to do with the merging of East and West, and
Yes,
now the
very
science
important.
basically. Yeah. And the science is reflecting what
What was,
wisdom from the
what,
East has held
yes,
for
was,
eons, right?
what, yes, absolutely. We can rewire the pathways to higher awareness, and that changes our brain physically also, and functioning can be improved. Many years ago, I was given a reading by a medium at Lilydale. It's a place near Canada in upstate New York, where mystics and people studying all these types of science approaches and spiritual approaches to mindfulness and a mediumship and healing go to study. And I had a reading from Reverend John White, and he told me my brain was being rewired to find ways past the frivolous in relationships and to have stronger connections of love. And that's just how he described it.
That's
Rewiring,
wonderful.
and I wasn't quite
Yes.
sure. This was many years
But
ago.
that was ahead of the time, because all that, research, that word rewiring, had now it's being used widely, but perhaps it wasn't then.
No.
But the idea is that the thoughts that we think and the actions that we practice can actually change the neural pathways in our brain. And we know that that is so. It shows up in scans. It's been tested intuitively. We know that. There's one psychologist, Rick Hansen, who talks about a simple three-step practice to amplify your well-being, excuse me, while growing your inner resources.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of rewiring the brain. So to share that, you look for positive facts and let them become positive experiences. So instead of mindlessly jumping around, you allow yourself to feel the good right then and there. Take it in.
That's a very important word you just said. Feel. Now, most people are walking through this life. They're not awakened. They are numb to their feelings, and they are afraid to feel because perhaps they've seen other people have experience that traumatize them, or they themselves have. But this is what
mm-hmm.
we're here on this planet to do, this life to do, to feel and experience all these emotions. And then we can see what works for us, what works best for what we're trying to do in this world, or our life path or destiny, and to just live more positively, more joyfully.
Exactly.
And that is happiness. That is it. Just
yeah,
fulfilling your
it
life
is.
Destiny.
It's so
and
simple
being
when you express it that way.
Yeah, and being proud of being alive and having the life. You know, I don't think every soul has the chance to have this physical life. That's my own personal feeling. So those of us who do are helping those in spirit learn. They're learning with us. They're involved in our progress. And we are learning from them, those of us who are aware of their intuition and downloading information from spirit, as I do as a medium, and helping people to know their soul being through the readings that I give. It's a wonderful thing to know the truth that we're part spirit and part physical. So it's like, all these
we're in this together,
yes,
all of us,
right.
in all realms,
in all ways, in all
so.
Realms. Oh, I like that. In all realms and in all ways. That is very true.
Yeah.
Now, everyone at birth is given a spectrum of emotions. So let's just say every soul comes in here with some things that they're trying to correct or improve in their soul life, and some emotions that they have improved and want to hold on to. So which emotion did you find was the hardest to write about?
That is a great question. Fear. Well, I'd say all the negative ones were big ones for me. Fear was one. Anger was really, it took a lot out of me to do that.
Shame. I think you mentioned shame.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guilt and shame were big. Sadness was actually energizing. So the good thing, and it might be interesting to just briefly talk about it. The good thing about guilt is that it brings you back to your core values, so that is an opportunity right there. And shame is a wake-up call. It's very different from guilt. It's not. It's, guilt says, I made a mistake, and
right.
You can have behaviors that correct it. Whereas shame is, I am a mistake, and that is,
yes, that's
so
very
not
deep.
Our true essence. It's not our identity. It's not who we are. So that's an invitation to wake up. Anxiety, which is a huge epidemic, is a true wake-up call to make a shift. That our mind is not recognizing the signals that our body is trying to give us. And there's an opportunity there to to listen and to work with all parts of ourselves to intentionally make a shift. And anger, wow. It's given a bad rap, you know, because suppressing
Sometimes these emotions are all right, as you said, because it's a wake-up call and you can realize you're at a level now where it's not affecting you any longer the same way. You've grown above it. So you need these feelings. I mean, anger shows you what's
a catalyst.
You said core values. Yes, we need to know our core values, our metaphysical, spiritual, energetic core values, which are honoring the true nature of life, which is our goodness, our love, our compassion, our humility, all these wonderful aspirations that we've forgotten about because we're too busy dealing with the anxiety and the pain and the fear and the shame, because we've allowed that to infiltrate, impress itself on ourselves and remain there and not release it. So we've got to release it, and to release it we've got to know it, and we've got to see a new way to do something better. Now, I've felt guilt, and when I felt guilt, I always apologize or I ask God to forgive me for doing something wrong. But I've never felt shame.
That's a real lucky deep one.
That's a really deep one. Now, I had a client one day. I want to say this because I know there are people out there who feel shame, and they didn't do anything, and they don't need to feel shame. The other person created something for them. I one day had a client, and I, as a medium and empath, I felt the shame and fear and sorrow and anger that this woman felt. And what I saw was, in my reading, a doll like Raggedy Ann fall down and was so weak she couldn't get up. And then the client told me that was her, for she was sexually abused by her father as a child. And she couldn't understand why he would hurt her that way. And for the minute, my heart stopped. I almost didn't know what to say, because I felt what she felt. And it was really like a lump in my throat. And then she felt shame for something her troubled father had done. And I just said to her, you're not a victim. You're the hero. You're the survivor. You have a family. You have a life. And you shouldn't think of this any longer, because that's the past. And every time you think about it, you bring it right in here, and it lives again. So it was his problem, and the past is gone. But I think I actually helped her because I felt it. And she had never had anyone share that with her. But she actually used the word shame. And I didn't know shame that way until I experienced it through her. So we got to know.
Well, she's lucky to have met you.
Thank you very much. It's a very heavy, heavy thing. And I want to say to the people out there, if you have shame, usually it's because someone else did something wrong when you were a child, and it wasn't you at all.
And you didn't have anyone to talk with about it.
No, they never talk about it. They just suffer for years and years and years till some physical ailment usually comes out. But anyhow, I wanted to show people. So that emotion eventually was released, but it took a very, very, very long time. Now, what authors or healers have inspired you during the creation of your book, Emotional Advantage? And tell us what was helpful to you in any of their work or beliefs.
Okay, I'd have to say Brené Brown, especially with the guilt and shame work. She is renowned, a pioneer in this work. She was wonderful. The work of Rick Hansen, he wrote Buddha's Brain.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Dan Siegel, Dr. Dan Siegel, coined the phrase "name it to tame it." So that's another way of saying "feel it to heal it."
Yes, I like it. Good, that's great. Okay,
Yeah,
in your
give it a name.
opinion, what makes the genre of emotion so special?
Well, I think it's almost like we are given this operating system when we are born, which is our emotions. And it's such a brilliant and profound way of collecting information and filtering and processing that information so that we can use it to grow our awareness. And with awareness, there comes choice. And with choice, we can activate intentionally our life and also approach it from a multi-leveled perspective, like mind, body, spirit. But if we are awake to saying, what is this message? I'm feeling angry now, and I just don't know why. Well, what is it? Is it something, has a boundary been stepped over? Is it something that there's a social justice issue that goes against your essence, your soul essence? It's a wake-up call to recognize what is not in sync in your life. And with that, you can take the steps to elevate, to bring it together, to do whatever work you would need to do to live more fully expressed and aligned. And you know what I mean when I say aligned.
I know what you mean when
Right.
you say also anger can help you set boundaries and understand your core need. I
Exactly.
didn't think of that, but you're probably right about that too. I want to thank you, Randy Taran, author of Emotional Advantage, providing a powerful way to discover how useful emotions can be in guiding us towards a healthy and productive life. And by the way, that is happiness, a healthy and productive life, no matter how long it is or how short it is. To read more about gaining insight into emotional states and what they reveal to us, go to Randy, Randy Taran, Taran.com. In summarizing today's episode, we have come to see that all our emotions, all of them, good or bad, however you perceive it, are necessary and useful for helping us to be aware of who we are and what we truly need to live our best lives, resonating with love and connecting to our inner intuitive wisdom for being at peace. We have discovered that we often have hidden our feeling and may have experienced guilt or regret, and hopefully not shame, and may find that those times were the pathway to becoming more aware and aligned to life and discovering how we have the personal power to grow beyond the negative emotions and conquer fear, any limitation, make choices that ultimately bring us to a higher state of knowing and loving this challenging physical life experience. As Randy wrote, in this journey of demystifying our emotions, we have learned that there is a reason for every emotion to exist. Each plays a role in guiding us back to our true nature. The world preaches separation, lack, competition, and conflict. We are born in wholeness, innate peace, and full awareness. We can choose to believe we are not enough, or we can cut through the illusion to connect to the fullness of who we truly are. Each person has the capacity, no exceptions. Randy and I would encourage you to simply feel all emotions more deeply, as in this time of spiritual evolution, there is much trauma and drama being created, and we can grow more aware of the gift of life and spirit if we embrace all our feelings and find the opportunity for personal growth through all that we must experience to finally realize we are spiritual beings having a physical life, and all is well. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the visionaries and leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, spiritual fields of creative energy. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7.com.